Halloween Happy Ending by Hannah Pearl, read by Emma Powell. Ivy Close is a quiet island, tucked just out of sight of the main road. It has a beautiful green stretch in the middle where children gather to play and feels like an oasis of calm in a busy and bustling city. That's why I bought my little cottage there. I was craving some solitude after everything ended so messily with Ian. It turned out hiring him a fit young personal trainer for his 40th was a great idea. It was the easiest 14 stone of dead weight I ever lost. She was welcome to him. My cottage was my new start, and only positive entities and positive people were allowed in. No more pedantic arguments or helpful advice, which was actually thinly veiled criticism. It was time to build a new life and rebuild my self-confidence. It had been nice at first, not waking up to traffic noise or people arguing outside the house. Now, though, especially on days when I'd been working from home and hadn't seen anyone else, I missed the sounds of other people, the kind that stopped one from feeling quite so alone in an otherwise empty house. Slowly, I began to rejoin the world, just a little bit at a time. I put my first hanging basket up in May, so my front door looked more welcoming. In June, when the sun came out and the weather was glorious, I took my chair and sat in the front garden with my book. In July and August, I spent hours watching the endless games of cricket and football that sprung up once school had finished for the holidays. Slowly, the months passed, and now, in October, I found myself carving a pumpkin. I'd heard a story on the radio that people were using them as an indicator to those out on Halloween. If you put a pumpkin outside, people knew they could knock on your door. If you didn't, they wouldn't. Such a simple idea, and such a good one. It took me a while to decide what to carve. Eventually, I drew an outline of a pen and a notebook with a Sharpie across the golden globe and began to cut them out. After all, there is nothing scarier to a writer than a blank page that you can't fill. I'd emptied huge packs of sweets and chocolate into a bowl, donned a black dress and a witch's hat, lit the candle, and set my pumpkin on my porch. I was ready. The orange glow worked its magic, summoning all kinds of creatures to my door. I must have seen a dozen mummies in toilet paper bandages and vampires with plastic fangs, and I handed little treats to each of them. I think I had as much fun as the children in the end. Seeing so many smiling faces brought a grin to my own. I was about to blow out the candle in the pumpkin and retire to bed with the leftover sweets when there was a ring at the door. I answered it to find a dinosaur, a very cute one, maybe 5 years old, clutching her daddy's hand. "Sorry to knock so late. We just moved in today. Tilly didn't want to miss out. Yours was the only pumpkin still outside." "It's nice to meet you, and I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to miss out on Halloween either." Tilly smiled. Her dad did too, though his eyes were ringed by grey smudges. I guess he'd already had a long day, and coming out to meet the neighbours accompanied by a child who would soon be too hyped up on excitement and sugar to sleep probably hadn't been high on his list of things he wanted to do. "Are you a Tyrannosaurus?" I asked Tilly, "because I'm afraid I don't have any meat to feed you, only Smarties. Will that do?" Tilly thanked me, took the box I offered her, and hid behind her dad's leg. "You better take a few more," I told her. "Otherwise, I'm liable to eat the rest of these myself." I dropped a few more packages into her bag. "There now, that looks like a decent haul, doesn't it?" "Thank you, you're very kind." Her dad picked Tilly up and sat her on his shoulders. "Time for bed, little one, if we can find your bed and the sheets."
"And a bedtime story," she asked, "with dinosaurs."
"Do you know which box they're in?" he asked. She shook her head, and I thought she was about to cry. I remembered all too well how chaotic it was trying to find things when I'd moved.
"I've got one more treat for you, if that's okay."
I popped back into my house and opened the box I'd received that morning from my publisher. Inside were my author copies of my newest book, Tiny, The Tired T-Rex. I took a copy and passed it to Tilly. She was so tired she'd had her head resting on her dad's shoulder, but she perked up when she saw it.
"I love the Tiny T-Rex books. They're my favourites." Thank you, her dad said, holding his hand out for me to shake briefly before he returned it to holding on to his tired daughter. I'm Jim, and I'm very, very grateful. You saved our bacon tonight.
We didn't have bacon, Tilly pointed out. You ordered pizza because we couldn't find the frying pan yet?
Or the kettle. But when we do, would you join Tilly and me for a hot chocolate one day? It's just us in our new house, and some extra company would be wonderful.
I'd love to, I told him.
I knew there was a long story and a lot more baggage than just the boxes in his house, but that could wait for another day. I sensed that I'd made two new friends and that life on my little road had just got a lot more exciting.